Hey fam,
this is Nkechi, and I'm here to welcome you to another episode of GMD Gents. If you want to take part in the live discussion, feel free to find us on Twitter. We're on there Monday to Thursday, and that's where we live broadcast from, right onto the radio and also eventually here. So if you're enjoying the series, make sure that you like, follow, or subscribe, depending on the platform that you're on. Anyway, episode's about to start. Enjoy. Because they were really all just sitting there keeping each other afloat. So how is FTX? Because that was really what we were hearing during that time frame, right? When things started to shut down. Oh, FTX is coming in to bail out this person. Why did he want to have funds like his hand in so many different places? Why were you giving all these people money? You're not going to tell me he didn't know what was going on, what was ultimately going on. You have financial analysts that are there. You know that they're probably going through those books nonstop. There's no way that they didn't know at that time. For it to collapse in 6 months, that was about 6 months ago, right? For it to collapse that quickly, there's no way they didn't know. So what was the purpose of him putting, like, just trying to have money everywhere? What was he trying to accomplish?
The thing is that they were using their token as collateral for all of their loans. So the value that was within the company, as we know, it always belonged to the holders of the tokens. That's why there's such a big hoo-ha now. But, you know, it was just adding more value to their token, more or less, because literally everything was based on FTT, not just FTX, but also Alameda Research. All of it was based on, and they had loans of $7.4 billion were the loans that were out, and the collateral was their token. So, yeah.
But do you think, Denise, too, a part of that was him trying to boost himself up even higher by trying to help save all the other crypto firms that were in trouble and becoming the king of the hill, so to speak, by spreading monies that then, because you had to know that you didn't have all of that in your pot to help other people. That's where I'm a little bit confused on if you were trying to prove to be the person that Congress said you were, or I don't know. I mean, it just seems kind of weird because that's where it all started, really, with Alameda Research?
Yes, I mean, yeah. They tried to bail them out. Well, they actually gave them $4 billion for a bailout in September. So I think it's twofold. It's trying to make sure that the value of your company and token kind of keeps or stay steady while actually trying to gain a lot more trust. Because from what a lot of people are saying, it was more back in September and say August that people were starting to kind of like question him. Because initially everyone was saying that, and I'll use Elon Musk's quote, he walked on water is the way that banks and other companies,
they really did treat him like that.
We're talking about
they him. Really did treat him like that.
So yeah, so I think it's sometimes making sure that you still look good can be quite important in people's eyes and stop them from seeing what you're really about, which who knows if, well, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like the man should just be quiet, because I've found that this week, the more that he spoke, even though none of it was, I think there might've been, does anybody know if there were any live interviews? I just saw written interviews and I just thought, please be quiet. Stop talking, because you're going to go to jail. It's true.
That's it. That's it. That was the right moment. That was perfect. Yeah. I feel like when you make a certain amount of money, you just got to stop being, you have to stop talking at some point. You have to stop talking at some point. It becomes like detrimental to your, to your success to just continuously be in the limelight. Like, look how close Elon really came close to like being in trouble, if that makes sense. He actually came close, and that was because he was constantly doing interviews, constantly in the limelight. Notice that it was when he fell back that suddenly things started to kind of calm down, and now he's made this acquisition and nobody's kicking down his front door, yada, yada, yada. But this this SB, I don't know. Have you were saying, like, has SBF done live interviews? Is that what you were saying before?
Yeah, I mean, this week. No, before, yes. I know, I've seen.
Hey, Radio Fam. This is Nkechi Kwenu, and I'm just hopping in for a quick commercial break. I really hope you're enjoying what you're hearing so far. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit CryptoHoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in CryptoWorldDiscord.com. That's CryptoWorldDiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there.
Yeah, but I'm talking about
since
this whole kind of collapse.
Girl, there's bye. Just been a
few, yeah, but
he's busy over there lying on the Bahamas. Did you see the story about what he was claiming that yeah, we've just prioritized liquidating as a matter of fact, let me pin that article to the top. That we're just, you know, we're trying to prioritize the Bahamas. The Bahamas, the actual consulate, like, released a statement saying, "Nah, he's lying. Don't lie on our heads. You didn't do none of that. Hold on." And they're actually the ones targeting him. They've already begun their investigation.
Yeah, but the question I have, which I think that a lot of people should ask a little bit more of, considering that CZ and Binance. Well, if you don't know, CZ is the founder of Binance. Long name, complicated. So CZ is what everybody calls
him. We're not even going to disrespect him by attempting.
Ching Ping or something.
So, I've had too many people just give me brand new names for me to do that to other people. Yeah. So Mr. CZ Binance.
Yeah, CZ. Now, considering that they were the biggest competitor to FTX, and the fact that CZ sold off their reserve of $500 million, which was the start of this, it caused a huge bank run where people were just going to the FTX and trying to just cash out. And that's what started this kind of domino effect. Do you think he did it on purpose?
Thank you for, you know what? I'm going to tag in real quick. Okay. You see that question? This is why I love this this cast of amazing souls here. That has been on my mind. Because think about it. You basically came in, you tapped the corner of the cards. You know what I mean? The house of cards. You tapped the corner of the cards, then you left. Then you came back just as they were like, oh my God, my cards are swaying. Oh my God, your cards are swaying. And then they walk away again. Then you take one of the cards, not enough to make it fall, but just enough to make people notice, hey, why is it swaying so much? It was stable before. You know, you take it off, then you come back, oh my God, it is swaying. That's crazy. And then when it finally falls, you come back, oh man, you know, I really wanted to help. So what do you think happens when a big ass investor comes and says, I want to buy your company? And then they go and say, I'm going to go look at their books. And then they come screaming, running out of the room, not even 2-3 days later, but like 45 minutes later, bro. I've never seen news circulate as fast as CZ saying no to the acquisition of FTX. Listen, me even knowing 2 weeks ago, I was trapped in Chicago O'Hare for like a good like 16 hours because it took longer for us to find out what the next delay was going to be than it took for CZ to say no to FTX. You understand? It took longer for me to get my drink at the counter at the bar that happened to be right next to the terminal. That feels irresponsible somehow. That's just a little side note. Terminal E, it's in the United terminal. They just wanted everybody lit. It was a party. It was a party over there. Anyway, it took longer for me to get my drink than it took for CZ to say, nah, bro, I can't. This FTX thing, it ain't gonna make it. Yo, shout out. I'm about to bring up the goddess, the myth, the legend, OX Zayna. Zayna, you are on live radio. Please don't embarrass me. I love you so much. She can't hear any of this. She's still transitioning onto the stage. Welcome, Zayna. You're welcome to tap in at any time, my love. And I see another gentleman. I want to give you a chance, Music Blender. I want to give you a chance. We got some callers, guys. I want to give you a chance. I know OX Zayna. Blender, I see that you follow me. I want to give you a chance, brother. I'm marking the time. It's 32:50. And we just, listen, it is what it is. He's got less than 1,000 followers, but I don't know why I accidentally followed him instead of just bringing him on stage. And sorry for that unfollow, brother. It's nothing. I just got to get to know you first. I'm adding you as a speaker. Real quick. Hold on. I'm bringing him up. We got to watch him, sis.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to GM DGens. You are live on radio. Please do not swear.
That's the whole intro. That's the whole
orientation. Longevity and prosperity. Of course, I'm not going to swear.
Yo, is that my guy? Avery? What's going on, Avery?
Yes.
What's up, Avery?
This is like my shout account, out you know, so I had to come out and support, you know?
Absolutely. Yo, right. So guys, we're in the middle of this particular conversation, right? We're talking on Elon. You guys have been here for a bit. What are you guys' thoughts? I actually love the way this is segmenting out. So ladies first, I want to go to Zayna. My love, Zayna. And then I'm going to hop over to my boy, Avery. What's up, Zayna? What are your thoughts?
Hi, lovely. So, first of all, I'm trying to filter myself because I swear like a trooper. if you see my face, it's like all spazzed out at the moment. So I actually heard someone share an interesting take today, and this only came out like after Elon got up on a space and said whatever he said about his meeting with SBF, and I thought someone pointing it out was just like a light bulb moment for me, and I don't know if anyone else felt the same, but Elon was like, hey, I sat with the guy for all of 30 minutes and verbatim, like, this is Elon's words, he said he was a bullshitter. And so this was supposedly when SBF was offering to invest in Twitter as well. Ooh. And so I can't help but think that CZ kind of knew what he was doing. And unfortunately, we are the collateral damage, but I think he probably knew more than what he's letting on. I think he might have known that there was something going on with the financial state of FTX before the whole Twitter debacle happened. Because I can't imagine that Elon being Elon and Elon and CZ being besties, I can't imagine that they wouldn't have spoken. I also can't imagine that Elon would not have done some sort of background or some sort of digging into SBF's finances and FTX before straight up refusing any offers. I have no doubt that would probably have been relayed to CZ, and CZ was probably the one that lit the fire inside the house of FTX. And I think it was Evil Yesterday that said he lit a fire, but unknowingly found out that FTX was probably storing gasoline in the basement. Like, that's kind of the way that it was put.
Ooh,
and I think
that's a good one.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty interesting take. And I think it's not far-fetched to think that that is kind of the potential train of it, or stream of events that kind of happened.
Bravo. Bravo. You see why I love this one? Bravo. Bravo. I agree. I wonder, you know, if you've been in the game long enough, you start to have that instinct, right? If you've been in the game long enough, you start to have that instinct. What's going on, Dow Chemist? Feel free to come up here if you like. Man, I love the caliber of conversation we're about to have this morning. Anyway, just deviating right back to it. I always like to shout out people when I see them in the audience. Just deviating back to the conversation. I think it's really, really important to also remember that there's this whole crypto bro thing going on in the background, right? There's a very notable segment of crypto bros. And what do they do when they go to, hey, bro, so I've been kind of like, you know, I've been partying a little hard. I assume that this is how they talk about. I'm not in the house with them or anything. I'm assuming this is how they talk in Bahamas. Bro, I've been partying kind of hard. I low key kind of blew like 300, not like 3 billion. Can I just borrow 3 billion? All right, bro. Is that a hot take? That's what I'm saying though. My man with the plan, Nick Battle. If you don't know who Nick Battle is, what rock do you live under? And stop being cheap and spring for the bigger rock. Because then you would have satellite and you would know the man, the myth, the legend, Nick Battle. You know what? I feel like all of this is kind of culminating in this exact same question. How did they let this guy get to this point? And one thing I'll pose, there is a statement that I heard in that same spot, Mario's spot, right? Oh, one gentleman, to the point that, like, literally I have a little notebook. I was like literally making notes about which side, what time frame I heard certain statements, man. Oh, this guy said, you know, I mean, he's 29 years old. I mean, he's basically a kid. Da 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 da. I mean, you know, in my mind, I was like 29 is a kid. I had to bring my fingers out. You know how when something hits you so hard, you got to count on your fingers. I had to pull one of the. I had to start counting on my fingers. I was like 29 is a kid. Jesus died at 30. Jesus gave his life. Gave his life for your sins at 33. That's only 4 years apart. If you're a believer, how old was Muhammad? You know what I'm saying? Like, people was like sacrificing their eternal soul around the same age. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean 29 is like, he's basically a kid. 29, what? Listen, the kids from 9/11 were younger than 29. People make decisions. You go to war at 18. What do you mean? You vote at 21. What do you mean 29 is 29 a kid? Is that an American standard? Is 29 a kid? Please correct me.
No, I'm just making sure.
And then I heard this other argument, you know, if he was black, you know, he'd already be in jail. Brother, if he was black, he would have never been a billionaire. He would have never made it that far. He would have never, FTX would have never existed. Like, if we're really good.
At least his books would have been audited on a regular.
You know what? That would have been a bi-quarterly regular basis. You know, he would have never made it that far, brother. What do you mean if he was black? We're not even there yet.
I.e. Hush Puppy.
As an Arab, I can tell you the same.
If he was Arab, brother would have never gotten the LLC.
He would have made it to the Bahamas.
He got a whole private plane. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Anyway, listen, I digress. Let me catch my mic. Let me do a quick reset. We're supposed to have had like a commercial interruption. Oh, guys, I'm doing horrible. We're supposed to have had a commercial interruption like 20 minutes ago. Just real quick, this spot is brought to you by the dailydegen.io. This is a news media aggregator. The whole point of this space is to create a database where you're able to go in and research on your own. See all the articles, see all the perspectives. None of this biased Web 2 nonsense where Bloomberg is trying to tell you about the importance of protecting your MetaMask wallets. You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of stuff. I got tired of it. I'm just tired of it. So I'm glad that there's actually another option. It pulls in about 200 to 300 articles a day. That's kind of crazy though. it's kind of crazy. It's just kind of just, it's just a machine. It's got over 1.5 million words stored on it right now. Yeah, and it's free. It's completely free. It's just there. It's just pulling in stuff for you. So you can always go in there and search. If you don't know anything about SBF, FTX, what's going on with Basie, which is another thing we got to talk about, the ripple effects, the bottoms of some of these projects that have like just started dropping because of this. We got to talk about that too. But yeah, so you can go up there. I've actually pinned some articles at the top as examples. If the site, if it detects any level of FUD, this is the coolest thing that I've noticed, right? If it detects a level of FUD in the article, it will still bring in the source. It'll tell you where it came in from, but it just won't bring in the text. It'll just tell you where to go to if you want to read it, which, dare I say, is kind of BC. That's a FUD detection system powered by AI. Everything is powered by AI. Yeah, so let's go ahead and continue on with the conversation. I see Zaina's hand up. I see Denise's hand up. Let's go.
I see no one else's hand up, so my Twitter must be bugging. I was like, hey, I'm sitting by myself here. But I am in spaces way too often. I think I hear too many opinions, but that's what's great about all of this being open source, right? So one, Keshi, you mentioned Bloomberg, and I was in the space when they were like, Sam is young. He'll come back. He still has a chance to come back. Like, I mean, this is the mainstream.
Come back where?
Come back and make a name for himself.
I heard he's gonna get jumped back if he come back here. So I don't know what they're talking about.
This is what we're hearing. He's still young. He's learning. No, he's young and he's learning. Like, we've been burnt by that fire already. Another perspective I'd like to throw, and that is, also super interesting coming from places outside of the US. So the question yesterday in the space was asked, how many people do you personally know that use FTX or that have been, or that, and this is absolutely no shade or this is not me being empathetic to, like, not being empathetic to anyone that did lose funds, because I know a lot of people suffered from it. But being someone that circulates in Dubai and in South Africa and in Lebanon,
Hey, Radio Fam. This is Nkechi Kwenu, and I'm just hopping in for a quick commercial break. I really hope you're enjoying what you're hearing so far. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit cryptohoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there.
Being asked the question, how many people do I know that use FTX, and then not being able to answer one single person, like I have no connection, not even through a secondary connection that uses FTX, kind of shows you that maybe the scale or the reach of this is not as massive as crypto Twitter is essentially blowing it up to be. And that is somewhat bullish for crypto. I'll be honest, when the news first came out, I expected much more of a massive dump and dip and much more bearish talk around crypto and around everything, but it has not been as bad as I expected. And I don't know if that's regional, because, for example, we have someone in Dubai now who's like, people in Dubai don't even consider FTX an exchange that they've ever considered or thought about using. So in the grander scheme of things, like, as much as, yes, it's a massive blow and there's going to be horrible media and it's going to be spotlighted and people are going to talk about it, because let's face it, like, we love the drama. We love to hear all these. If you hop into one of those 30,000 people's faces, you're going to hear that drama. You're going to hear people wanting to be on that very dramatic vibe. But I do think that there is like a light at the end of this tunnel. And I'm super bullish still. And I just wanted to share those perspectives. Sorry, I said a swear word.
It's okay. You kind of like edited it yourself. You know how you start, we caught the F and I think we got like a little touch of the C, but you know, it's at 45 minutes and, you know, 50 seconds. So I'll go back. I'll be charging you the fee. You'll get it. You can pay me in Doge. Next up is Denise, and then welcome Dow Chemist to the stage. What's up, Denise?
Not Doge.
I have faith in Elon. I think he's going to make it happen. Finally. Mm-hmm. What's up? Mm-hmm. Not financial advice. No. Not financial advice, guys.
So with all that said, I kind of want to go back to the Binance situation and ZZ, and if he kind of forced this so that now Binance is number one.
But, I mean, the lines do connect quite, you know,
and all of
kind of a straight line.
Yeah, and Zena? Was it Zena that was speaking before?
Zena
that was speaking before. And she was talking about how it...
Hey, my loves. This is Nkechi, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode segment. Our episodes usually run about 2 hours, so if this was part one, make sure to check out part two. And if this was part two, then I'm pretty sure you know what to do. Now, here's the thing. I'm sure you noticed that even though the commercials cut in, the conversation still continued, and you had to catch up after the commercials. So, for that reason, unless you are listening on ofeden.io, or you're tuning into one of our live segments, or you happen to catch us live on the radio, you more than likely may not get the full 2 hours. So to be able to access all of our content in its entirety uninterrupted, check out ofeden.io, and also listen to the following information so you know where else to go. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit CryptoHoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in CryptoWorldDiscord.com. That's CryptoWorldDiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there. And thanks for tuning in.